wish I had a car. Top rope down, music up loud, follow that girl all over town and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with a puppy on a string, looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Riley's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. All to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest style. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you'll see. No more dinner out, I'm gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. No more dinner out, I'm gonna do.
Country music fan, particularly classic country, join me, Cope Reynolds, every Friday night for Liberty Lounge right here on Survival Circle Network. Absolutely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio. Liberty Lounge. Every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern. Right here on Survival Circle.
Should be fine.
Welcome to the Shooting Bench on Survival Circle Radio Network, keeping you informed on guns, news, politics, guns, survival, preparedness, and guns. The tyrant is holding our country hostage, and our freedom is at stake. It's time to take a stand and tell the tyrant, we will not comply. Join me now in the never-ending fight against tyranny, right here on the Shooting Bench. Alright, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is Tuesday, the 26th of April, and I can't believe April's almost gone here and we're still getting up to 30 degree mornings. Just had snow a few days ago, still freezing a little bit at night. We had a few nice warm days, but we got over it. So, I'm not sure what, hang on a minute, let me turn all this racket off here. There we go, that's better. So, that's hopefully we'll have a little bit of springtime coming here and won't just blast into summer after coming out of this cool weather. But anyway. All right, let me check and see. We're kind of, and I was afraid this was going to happen. I'm sorry Amy wasn't able to make it. We had a series of things happen today that put her behind the curve. We had one of our friends over here was, his wife was sick. And then the kids got sick. It irks me to death that I can't get these people to get on silver, but anyway, so Amy volunteered to fix a meal for them and take it over to them and everything, which, you know, bless her heart, she's got a heart of gold when it comes to that kind of stuff. But needless to say, it still put her a little bit behind, and she did. I just didn't have the heart to tell her, okay, all right, you need to get ready for your show. You need to, you know, because she was. At the time she got everything else done, it was about a quarter till, and there was just no way. So I said, well, let's just put on an archive for you and let it go tonight, and we'll work on it tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow is Wednesday, so she's still not on. So we. You're going to get, I don't know what y'all thought about the archive that happened yesterday. Amy and I were both in archive, and it worked out well for us. We had I don't know about what it did for y'all, but it worked out well for us. We had some time to, you know, some family time that we don't get through the week ever, and it was nice. And I thank y'all for being patient with us, and we're probably going to do that quite a bit more if we can. Amy will probably be most or all of the time, and mine will be most or some of the time. I may not do mine every Monday, but and Mondays is the only time that we're planning on doing this. So, all right. I had a video here that I was gonna bring up here and show you. I'm gonna check for it here and see if somehow, apparently. I might, maybe I'll play something else here and look for this, but it was most controversial, so I might take a minute here and play something else and see if I can find this one again. It apparently had been taken down. So, well, let me just start with a little bit of humor here. And this is only minute or so long, if I can get it to come on. Boy, if it ain't one cotton picking thing, it's another. All right, here, you got to listen up to this one now.
I'm not done.
Wait a minute. Start over.
Pain subsides, and you should be fine in a few days.
Sounds good. I'll see you in 12 years.
I'm not done. We have to talk about your high blood pressure.
What?
You're at risk for stage 2 hypertension, which could lead to heart attack, stroke, or kidney failure, unless you make some lifestyle changes.
I'm not doing Pilates.
I think we can start with your diet. I'd like you to cut back on red meat.
Pass.
You're also going to have to cut down on your drinking.
Try again.
What about stress? What do you do to reduce it?
Eat steak and drink whiskey.
Mr. Bennett, come on, this is serious.
My stress will come down when I sell my calves.
Well, in the meantime, you need to cut back on salt and eat more vegetables.
Okay, I think we're done here.
All right, I thought that was pretty funny. I found this other video, and it's loading up here. So I thought this was interesting. Come on, Christmas. I'll tell you what's going to have to happen here this summer, I can tell already. I'm going to have to work on getting another computer. This one is dying a slow and miserable
death. International.
All right, let's see. Let's check this
agenda
out.
Today is unforgiving. Two wars, conflict in the Middle East, ongoing threats of violent extremism and nuclear proliferation, global recession, climate change, hunger and disease, and a widening gap between the rich and the poor. All of these challenges affect America's security and prosperity, and they all threaten global stability and progress.
Greetings. We are Anonymous. This is an open message to you, Hillary. We know what you and your people stand for, and we do not forget. It seems lying has become second nature to you, or should I say your only nature. The amount of times you have been caught out is astonishing. You act like you will benefit the human collective, and many believe and blindly support you, but we know your real intentions, your real motives, and your real plans. And we know you are backed by the same dark suits that are behind nearly every other U.S. president. You will not bring about change, at least not in a positive way, and you will remain a puppet, like all of those before you. Remember the 30,000 emails you deleted. Remember the countless times you have lied while under oath. Remember your shady weapon deals that helped arm ISIS, because we remember it all, as we do not forget, and we do not forgive. You may have the public tricked, but we will expose everything. The truth is about to catch up with you. You thought you could hide from your past, but you were wrong.
I think that we have more than met the requests from the State Department. The server contains personal communications from my husband and me, and I believe I have met all of my responsibilities, and the server will remain private.
That's interesting. I guess you forgot that it is common knowledge that Mr. Clinton does not use email. So when you say the server contains personal communications from my husband and me, you are straight out lying. And since we are on the subject of Mr. Clinton, let's see what his Secretary of State had to say after his actions killed over 500,000 children.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
We see through the tricks, the lies, and the games. We see through your psychological tactics, and we see your desire for power, regardless of the consequences. Your Machiavellian behavior, your tendency to manipulate, deceive, and destroy for personal gain, is nothing new. Your master of the black arts of attack politics, as skillfully cloaked in layers of deniability. But when you need money as all candidates do, your imprudence bewilders even your most loyal supporters. This pattern is a familiar one. Huge amounts of money are raised from political insiders, lobbyists, and special interest groups, but you have a very shifty and corrupt way of going about this. In the summer of 2007, you had to return nearly $900,000 to fundraiser Norman Chu, because it was exposed that this money was made with illegal fundraising tactics. Norman is now under indictment for running a Ponzi scheme. It still amazes us how the media gives you a pass, and pretends none of these things happen. And they accept the Hillary operative line, that it is just old news, and to just move on. You are directly behind so many illegal political fundraising schemes, including donations from the Qatari government, but there are too many to go into right now. We do not want you in power. You will spread negativity to every inch of this planet. The Clinton Foundation was, from the start, a trapdoor for ethics. Now it seems it is also a mirror into Clinton's ethics, judgment, and hypocrisy. We are anonymous. We do not forgive. We do not forget. To all the current and future Zionist puppets in the White House, expect us.
Well, okay then. Interesting. We'll see if this is just another video with nothing to happen. We keep hearing all this stuff. I'm starting to think that even Anonymous is too scared to do anything. I don't know. There's been a few times that we've seen a few things that they've exposed, but there's been a lot of times that they've said and promised things and nothing happened. So we'll see. I would be very, very amused, very interested to see if they do what they're talking about here. I think that would be awesome. So let me clear off some of this stuff here so we can get going. I was wondering if the pre-records, as we did them last night, I was wondering if that was going to affect attendance here the following night, and apparently it has. We usually have a substantially larger number of people here on Tuesday nights, but we'll go ahead because the podcast is still the main thing anyway, so we'll continue to march here. All the podcasts are caught up, by the way, for those of you that follow that. Every one of them, except for, you know, we missed several days there, but we're completely caught up. And I'll try to get this one on tonight before I go to bed. I'm not sure that I will. I just said I'd try. Okay. Before we start here, a situation has come up that makes me want to reiterate something for you. We've talked about this a time or two, but it's become a little more serious. And that is, you know, we talked about secure communications. We talked about Wicker and all the different types of things that are out there, the good and the bad. I'm not going to go into all of those again. If anybody in the chat room has any questions, you're welcome to ask them, and I'll see what I can do to answer them. But the thing that we talked about just a week or so ago about the strong passwords. So we don't have to get into that too much. Doc, I'm glad to see you're here and as a pre-record. I understand that has to happen sometimes when you got other things to do. So. But the thing that has come about, and I think I've touched on this a little bit before, but I know I haven't spent much time on it. So we're going to talk right now about some of these programs that allow you to set the time that you stay on and don't have to log back in, to keep it open for you. Okay, if you want any type of security, that is non-negotiable. You cannot do that for very long. You have choices on some of them where you set it for anything from a few seconds to a few minutes to a few days, or to just every time that you
turn it off every time that you, you know, go to another window or something. If you're inactive on it for, you know, 1 second, then it goes away. So the deal is here, if you leave it on where you say you're just too damn lazy to punch in 6, 7, 8 characters and log in, and something happens, let's say it's not even your fault. Let's say that you get in a little fender bender out there somewhere and you've had a couple of beers, maybe even a full-fledged DUI, maybe a fight, scuffle, an accident. Something happened and somebody gets a hold of your phone. Either they stole it to come into their hands some other kind of way, or they have confiscated it because of who you are. They've seen your name on Facebook. They've seen you on some of these news deals, and they said, we've been looking for this person. So you've got to, if they get a hold of that and you've left that open, let's just use Wicker for an example. If they get a hold of that and they've left it open, Charlie Brown, that's a totally different topic than what we're talking about right now. I understand what you're saying, but that would do no good for what we're discussing right now. We'll talk about that in a minute. If you left it open and somebody gets it, then every thread, every discussion, every name, every time, date, address is there for everybody to see. It compromises everybody that's in that discussion. Now, one good thing about Wicker, which I hate, is that it has, you can put a burn on it where your message will go away in anything from a few seconds to a few days. The bad thing about that is if you need to save any of the information that's there, you wind up having to cut and paste it, and most people will usually put it somewhere where it's no longer secure. So you've screwed that up. If you have directions or something on there that you need and it burns in 5 minutes, then you're going to have to write it down somewhere. There again, it's insecure. So that part I didn't like about Wicker, although at least you knew that it was going to burn, it was going to go away, it was going to self-destruct after a certain period of time, whatever you have set. So, you know, I always put the longest burn time possible so that people would have time to use it without copying it and putting it somewhere, and would expect that you would be mature and adult enough to delete it when you no longer need it. So if someone gets a hold of your phone in the event of an accident, if you've just been arrested or something, that's one thing, because you can smack your phone over the steering wheel or the gear shift knob or stomp on it or some of these big thin phones, you can probably just snap it in half with your hands. And granted, there may be a little drive or a little thing in there that they can get a hold of and get some information off of, but at least all of your secure programs will not be accessible. So think about that. If you're going to communicate with people in your group or anybody, and if you're going to communicate with these people, you need to make sure that they are trustworthy, number one, that they're going to get rid of it on their end. And that's one good thing about Wicker. If you're talking to people that you don't know, then you put it on a very short burn, and you cannot do a screenshot on Wicker. So the only thing they'd be able to do is take another phone or camera and take a picture of that screen before it went away. But if you put it on a 5-10 second burn, then it goes away before they have a chance to do that and then still have an opportunity to read it. So that's one thing. If you have something that does not have that burn, then delete your discussions ever so often, make them go away, and have that password deal, your login information, where you have to log in every, you know, 20 minutes or something like that, so that it is hopefully not accessible if someone were to get a hold of it. So you lay your phone down on the counter at the store and somebody grabs it. You accidentally leave it on the table and get up and go to the bathroom. It happens every day. It happens a million times a day. Just because you haven't done it yet don't necessarily mean that it's impossible. Now with mine, it's impossible because it's surgically attached to my ear, so it's not going anywhere. But anyway, hopefully you understand what I'm talking about. You know, speaking of Donald Trump wigs, Doc, I saw a meme the other day that looked like Donald Trump out in a hurricane or something. All his hair is off to one side, and the meme said, big letters, "We will overcome." Thought that was kind of cute, man. Well, let's got a couple things kind of important here. This one is the shortest, so we'll do it first. We talked here a month ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that, where Arizona, the Senate had passed a bill supporting constitutional tender, constitutional money, gold and silver. Well, now the House has passed it today. And now all that's got to happen is for the governor to sign it. This bill would help to, they say, legalize the Constitution in quotes by defining gold and silver as legal tender and encouraging people to use it as currency. So there was a couple of a senator and a representative, and then seven co-sponsors here that introduced this bill in January. And like I said, the Senate passed it, and the House passed it 33-24. The Senate passed it 18-11. So not really a landslide on either side. But now it has to go back to the Senate for concurrence with the amendments that's been added. The amendment language tightens up the definition to exclude coins or bars that make up some part of jewelry or that's valued based on historic or collectible significance, instead of just a standard bar or coin that has not been modified in some way. The legislation broadens the definition of legal tender beyond only Federal Reserve notes. Legal tender means a medium of exchange, including specie, that is authorized by the United States Constitution or Congress for the payment of debts, public charges, taxes, and dues. I can't wait till this gets signed. This will be so much fun. So the rest of the story is rather insignificant, but way to go, Arizona. We'll see what happens here in the next probably 2 weeks, 30 days, whatever it takes, and I'll keep you abreast of the situation as it unfolds. I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break, and a stab of loneliness sharp and painful that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you went me off with a call, but don't you wish that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch, heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running to the scratch for another save. The race is on and it looks like heartache, and the winner loses all. Thank you.
you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother next, it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
Okay, are you ready? Here's Colt Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
You know, you gotta wonder sometimes, you just cannot make this stuff up. This is, you know, I get to be at a complete loss because I just don't understand how somebody could do this. An Army veteran, that says veteran, I don't know if he was a combat vet or not, or if he, what he did, but he killed his wife in Kentucky, says it was totally an accident. This guy's name, Damien, shot his wife, 21 years old, Amelia, on Sunday. Let's see here, let me make sure. Yep, that would have been this Sunday, day before yesterday. In the park, in the St. Regis Park neighborhood of Louisville, Kentucky. They said the guy who appears to be wearing his Army sharpshooter badge in a Facebook photo. I'm looking at the picture, and he does indeed have an Army sharpshooter badge on. Pointed the gun at his wife and pulled the trigger. But he says he wasn't aware that the gun was loaded. She was pronounced dead at the scene, and he was arraigned yesterday on one count of murder, being held on $1 million bond. Police said a child was also in the home at the time of the shooting, but was not injured. And the shooting remains under investigation. That's, if they don't get him for first-degree premeditated murder, there's got to be some kind of, she's kind of a cutie too. There's got to be some punishment for being criminally freaking stupid. I'm astounded that someone no matter how long they've been in the Army, he's been in there long enough to get a marksman badge here. He's had to have shot a little bit, even if that's all he did. Of course, I've always been adamant about the training, or lack of, I should say, in the rank and file military as far as safety and stuff goes. They do not spend the time on it. that they should. You know, they're all about trying to make sure it's unloaded, no brass, no ammo, sir, yeah, rah, rah, rah. But as far as just handling the gun, there's a doc could probably tell you stories all day long about that. I could tell a few about people that have, you know, touched a round off inside of an APC or in the barracks or, you know, any number of different places because they do not spend an adequate amount of time. They don't emphasize this stuff strongly enough. It's not a matter of whether or not you're going to get an Article 15 or get discharged or whatever. They just need to spend more time on safety. You know, I don't remember, other than basically in casual stuff, routine, I shouldn't say casual, I'd say routine stuff there. I don't remember any dedicated safety training while I was in the Army. It was always concurrent with other, you know, marksmanship training and stuff, and it was kind of mentioned as an afterthought. It wasn't stressed. It wasn't, you know, they should have got up in your face and stressed it. Doc, buddy, you and me are neck and neck. We're on the same sheet of music right there. Army pistol training, absolutely. It's not horrible. It's non-existent. It sucks. Yes, there are exceptions. You look at Delta and Special Forces and Force Recon and things like that. Yeah, there's definitely some exceptions where people are very, very well trained in accuracy and handling and safety and stuff. But the rank and file Army ain't got it. It just doesn't exist. Their handgun training is, I don't know why they bother. I don't know why they waste the ammo. They just should say, here's your handgun, here's some ammo, and since you managed to get your boots shined this morning properly, we're just going to give you an expert badge. And you didn't shine, this guy here didn't shine his boots at all, so he's going to get the sharpshooter badge, the marksman badge. That's all. I mean, it was pathetic. And I've always wished there was some way. I wished I had a rich and powerful uncle in the Senate that could get me a gig in the military training these guys. If I didn't get to do anything else, just let me spend a few hours on safety, even if I didn't get to do anything else. But yeah, and that's unfortunate, Doc. It's these guys get this, and it's really no different. He said he your son had the Army mindset. Army was the only way. Well, that's the same thing that we get from a lot of these older guys out there. You know, they're dead set on what they've learned, and there is no other way. You can't show them anything because they already know it all. They've been doing it for 60 years and you've only been doing it for 3 years. And you couldn't possibly know what they know, according to them. But times have changed. I don't know how many times I've said this. I'm going to say it again. I don't know how many times I'm going to say it after this. But times have changed. We've learned. We have learned so much about how accidents have happened. Stupid stuff that we never thought about back in the day. But if you look at it with an open mind and say, oh, you know, I never really thought about that. I could see how that could happen. But when you go through thousands of students over a period of a few years, you see every conceivable thing that could, or at least you feel like you have, that could possibly happen. And it's like this guy, you know, how many times have it's been cops and soldiers? How many times have we mentioned cops and soldiers that do something like this? You remember here a couple of years ago, we talked about a SEAL. If he wasn't a SEAL, then he was a Special Forces guy of some kind. And he was showing his girlfriend something with a handgun, and he says, "Don't do this." And stuck the gun up to his head and blew his brains out. There was another cop that killed his wife across the room, just goofing off, playing around. You know, bang, bang, you're dead. No, really, I was only kidding. No, but sure enough, she's dead. you know, Doc, I sympathize with you on that. I understand. Can learn new things, but yeah, it's hard to break some old habits, certainly. I know exactly what you mean. And I can understand what you're talking about, that being corrected by, you know, and it's this is where it's that's the one thing that I liked about New Mexico. Where I absolutely hate the fact that they have to legislate common sense. But in order to get a concealed weapons permit in New Mexico, you have to take a 15-hour class. And I loved that because I had a captive audience. If they didn't stay with me for 15 hours, they didn't get the permit. And I got to go over so much stuff, mm-hmm. All kinds of, to fill 15 hours, actually it was 12 hours in the classroom and 3 hours out on the range. And I tell you, my students were well trained, as was demonstrated by a couple of incidents that happened while I was still living there that involved bad guys. And I was proud of them. They did good. And I just wish that... constitutionally, I absolutely despise the fact that they have to get training. On the other hand, here in Arizona, I don't like the fact that they can take a 30-minute online class and get their permit. The way the constitutional carry, as they call it, what it should be, is, okay, we're not going to make you get a permit. However, we are going to give you a small tax credit, maybe. And we've got this reciprocity with all these other states. If you want a permit, you're going to take a 12 or 15-hour class, which will include a little bit of shooting. That would be ideal. Where we don't force them to get a permit and to take the training, but if you want a permit, if you want the luxury of reciprocity with 34, 35, 36 other states, if you want to be able to go in alcohol establishments where you must have a permit and be concealed, if you want to go up to the counter at the gun store and pay the man, fill out the 4473 and walk out without calling the feds, if you'd like to do all that, then here's what you have to do. You have to take 12 or 15 hours of training to include a couple hours, you know, of shooting. And I think that would be great. See, we've lost some of our reciprocity, even though we have quite a few states. We've lost a couple of states because of our laxness in training. We lost New Mexico, but we got it back because everybody raised hell about it. But I think they'll lose it again. We lost Washington. We lost Nevada, although for some reason we got Nevada back. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. But anyway. trying to keep up with the chat room here. Anyway, that just drives me nuts here when somebody does something like this. I just don't get it. Well, be that as it may, let's move on here. Let's see if we can get another story in here before quitting time. By the way, I may possibly have a class coming up in Tucson here in the middle of the month. I'm not sure yet. But I do have the designated rifleman class coming up here in Sholo, in the Sholo area, on the 6th and 7th of May. That's just a week and a half from now. I've got a, let's see, I just did an advanced CCW class last Saturday. I've got a, let me see here, let me bring this up. Make sure that I'm telling you right. I've changed things around. We've still got a class going on in Washington on the, whatever it is, 24th, 26th, and 27th, 25th, 26th, or whatever it is, that weekend. However, the location is not carved in stone yet. We're having some issues there that may have to change that a little bit, so I don't know exactly what that's going to be. But the Arms Expo will be on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of June in Yakima, Washington. And in May we have, well, it looks like right now we just have the designated rifleman class until I hear about Tucson. I have some private training coming up. This will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week in up on the Arizona Strip. So that's what all we got going right now. We're trying to get some other classes going with it. It's trying to start to warm up here, at least warm up in other places. It ain't warming up worth a dang here. But in a little more normal parts of the world, it seems to be warming up some. So it's going to be a little easier to get some classes going here. So, let's see. Let me bring this up here. I thought there was one more thing I needed to talk about. The one thing, and this is real short, but we have had a tremendous number of earthquakes here in the last little while here in Arizona. Not any big ones, but a bunch of them. Man, quite a, what they call a swarm of earthquakes. Yeah, here's the last one I wanted to do. And this is, it's been a long time coming. I really don't have a problem with this. Utah now has become the first state to declare pornography as a public health crisis. I don't think that's a bad idea. I don't think it's funny. I think it is a scourge on society. I think that the people that that present this stuff, that put it out there for people to see, it has ruined marriages. It has caused much infidelity. It has caused people to you know, everything from affecting their employment to affecting their children to it's just a horrible, it is a scourge on society. And so Utah has become the first one to call it a public health crisis. And they said that they called on the industry and businesses to, this was on April 19th, to help keep evil, degrading, addictive materials away from children. governor signed a resolution the state legislature unanimously passed earlier this year calling for education, prevention, research, and policy changes to address the pornography epidemic. We realize this is a bold assertion. It is, in fact, the full-fledged truth, is what the governor said. So I for one, am okay with that. Something needs to be done. It's not a good thing. All right. Well, with all of that, I'm going to scoot on out of here. I'll be back tomorrow. Amy will not. And Thursday, I don't know what's going to happen Thursday and Friday. I have another security gig to do. I am hoping. Yeah, I've also got some training up in the Arizona Strip. So I'm going to be busier than a cat covering up poop on a marble floor. So it's another one of those weeks here that may be a little iffy. But I'll let you know as time goes on here. So good night.
He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with a devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud. And haul and shine with his regular line till the track got in his blood. Was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the field.
You've been listening to The Shooting Bench. Tune in Monday through Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to midnight Eastern for the most politically incorrect show on talk radio.
Mama, lock your daughters up, that's why our bunch is back in town. And them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound. They're bringing out the yellow flag, somebody's brakes have failed. There's a oil slick on the inside and a rick along the rail. You better stand on the stroker, cause a bandit's on your tail.
Tune in again on Fridays at the same time for 2 hours of classic country music on Liberty Lounge.
It's a downright joy for a country boy when he hears them engines moan. But you gotta hang tough and it gets real rough when you're out there on your own. Cause they'll push you around, they'll knock you down.
And catch Living Away Out Here with me, Amy Reynolds, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the only good news out there. Trivia, stories, tips, hints, and fun on Living Way Out Here, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
Stroker, get your dander up, this ain't no time to lag. You got to make a lap up if you're gonna take that checkered flag. Number 10 is closing in to even up the score. It's time to wave bye-bye and put the pedal on the floor. You better stand on the stroker cause you're blowing off their door. Blow the door, Rob Stroker. Stand on it, son. Good-looking devil, you.